Yeah, just tell the ring man or tell Gary what you want, how much you want to spend.
Well, the pay, we're going, we may run. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Terry, you want to come up?
Sure.
Maybe you don't want.
Don't have much, do you? My line is here to make my report. We're putting in culverts. Wrong still here.
Is that leaving?
I think next Monday is something next week. They're dropping roads up there on the cast and starting to cross that way. Getting ready to do the dust along next week. I think next week. Scott's supposed to get a hold of it. 2.5 days until last year, so. Those are starting to go and then Monday too.
Time to get out there, you know that hill with the guys on the park. Make a pile of that manure out there.
400?
200.
Yeah.
Out there with the grader. East side, right off that intersection. Gravel them all like that, you know, and some like, I've got a car coming. It's what it is, right, we have to wash out gravel road.
So it's on the east side of the road?
It's on the west side, of course, but it's on the north side of the road, right on that curve where you come out.
So what do they need to do?
Just take it, peel it off. I was going to tell Ron the other day, we were putting that pipe in out there, we could have peeled that off.
So the gravel's actually on 200 yards?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, keep washing out.
I guess they're coming.
Well, they're burning right around there.
They're coming across there with the grader, so we have to knock some of them off.
All day yesterday, all of them.
They'll take the road to get it off there, I guess.
Well, they have to cut it off, it's been out there on that day.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is after they knock it off, the grader might even sweep it all out, so the loose stuff. So they're coming across there, Danny, so I'll have them address that.
I told you the other day, we need to go back down there, we could peel that off, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, they're coming that way, so I'll have to.
Well, okay. Put them tickets on the other side with the flashers. You know, so they can pull out, cut the sign.
What are they taking off the truck to?
Probably the non-profits.
Really?
Oh.
All right, well, you guys got anything else?
Just that, I just want to tell you that ain't it for God.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, Mary.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nikki? She's here, yeah. Nathan ain't here.
Hey, Kenny, may I interrupt, please?
Yeah.
Bob Schultz and I were supposed to be on 920, and something come up with Bob, he asked to leave. Can I take Nathan?
Yeah, come on up, Doug. Okay, we'll get you, you can have Nikki's spot for right now until she gets here.
Bob's the main guy, I'm just here for support.
What we have here, I don't know if any of you guys have seen these pictures.
I have seen the picture.
Those are in the town of Madarryville. If you take 421 and go west on Main Street, which is Main Street east and west, about two blocks roughly on your left, is all behind the house. At least 200 foot behind the house. And this guy was a, he was a hoarder, I guess, is what you would, the name I would use. And bad. It's a real mess back here. This thing has about, I'm just guessing, I didn't count them all, but there's at least 100 tires back there. That's just one thing. There's three trailers back here, seven vehicles, and they're all All the trailers are full, the house is full. The guy passed away in September of 2015, and he was 88 years old. He was a WW2 vet. Nice fellow, but he just didn't take care of business while he was there. And I've been going back there and just kind of, all these pictures I've taken, and this doesn't even show the true picture thing, believe me. I don't know what to do with it. I've got Doug involved with it, trying to get this place condemned.
Who owns it?
Well, a guy by the name of Robert Deliquist.
Contacted him about doing something?
He passed away September 15th.
Yeah, but who owns it now?
Well, I don't know that he has any relatives anywhere.
We tried.
Nobody's come forward at this time.
I tried with Blight, and I couldn't get find anything about it. He said that he had an account, right?
Yeah, he has. I talked to Karen over to bank over there, and I don't know the figure. I didn't ask her, wasn't interested in. I just asked her, is there enough money to take care of this if we could get our hands on it? Because, I mean, there's a lot. It's just, I couldn't tell you how many loads are there. But she said, yes, there's money. And that was the end of it. Now, she tells me that if that money goes untouched for 7 years, the state comes in there and takes it, and it's all gone. But it is his mess. I feel like that some of that money needs to be taken out of there and used. Now, how you do that, I don't know. Doug mentioned Kevin Tankersley maybe would have an idea. I have no clue how to do it. But Karen said that we couldn't just go in there and just...
No, it couldn't be that.
So if we don't get money to clean up from him, I don't know which way you go there. But the house is the same way. The house is completely jam packed full and it's falling apart everywhere inside.
How big of an area is
that? Well, it'd be a town lot, and then it's about where the house. I'd say that lot is probably.
Well, here it says now. I don't. Over half an acre, but I'm sure it's just a little more than that.
He's probably 150 foot off the road anyway, off Main Street, and I would just guess that's 150 to 200 foot deep of trash. Well, you can imagine three house trailers and seven vehicles just, and bus, through the bus in there, full.
Now, I don't know if we can condemn it, which we probably could. There's Tom, you said you knew a guy that would be willing to come in and get all the scrap.
Well, that looks like that's the first thing you'd have to do is get them old junky vehicles and all that. There's so much metal in there, and then, like I said, there's at least 100 tires. I don't know who would want that. I don't know. But then the trash. But you got to start somewhere. And I would, as me, I'd let somebody come in there with an agreement with insurance and everything, take that stuff out there, get rid of a lot of it. But I don't. It's just a thought.
Well, I don't know, Kevin. I go about condemning. First, you just can't go in on somebody's property and do anything like that. Now they did one time when the state police had a deal where they went around and cleaned up stuff, but I don't know if that even exists anymore. We can't go in there and do anything with that. I mean, not unless you got somebody, and there's no heirs, no will, no nothing that you know of.
But this will never get any better. It'll be right there forever if we don't do something with it.
I'm sure there's a way to fix it if you want to invest resources into it. I don't have any idea what the... But there's most likely an heir out there, and even if there isn't, if you're a creditor, I don't know if he paid his taxes, I don't know. If you're a creditor, you can open an estate. If somebody owes you money, you can open their estate, so you can get into court order to do certain things. You said there's money. I didn't hear. Whose money?
Well, his money in the bank, in Lake City Bank.
He has money in the bank.
He has money in the bank, and Karen said there's plenty in there for any kind of thing he wanted to do.
Well, then rather than spending taxpayer money on cleaning this up, and then suggest we find a way to, and I can help opening an estate and getting a court order and getting a trustee appointed or an executor appointed, and then having the executor clean it up with the money in the bank. The first way to attack it. So, but who's taking the lead on this thing?
I mean, I know, I'm not going to run away from it. It just needs, I know people.
You want me to? I guess.
Well, you've got to go through the proper channels. We just can't go in there.
Well, I need to know as much as I can know about whoever that, Robert, what'd you say his name was?
Deliquist.
No, it's right here. I have that, Jim.
Yeah, I know, he gave me this. That's all we have. We got a property card with some Robert Deliquist.
Yeah, next page.
I know, you don't know, I get it. I mean, it's all stuff off the public record on the property. Robert Deliquist owns it, who is deceased, right? We don't know anything about the man. His family, where he's from.
I don't either. I don't know he did. I've asked the guy if he had any relatives. I see him every once in a while, and he says no.
How the world did you know he had money in Lake City Bank then?
Pardon?
How'd you know he had money in Lake City Bank?
I bank with Lake City, and I asked Karen, does he have, does anybody ever come forward? Because he had a private burial over here at Frames. And then I asked Karen, I says, does the guy got a bank account? She says, yes. And the other day I was in there, I says, is there enough money there if we had, if we could get some of that to clean up? She says, there's money there.
Well, if John Frames will know. I mean, if we had a private burial, then somebody had to arrange it with Frames.
Yeah, I had heard that the veterans did this, so.
You want me to go to Frames then?
Yeah, I mean, somebody needs to do some investigating and see what they can get. Find out all you can about Robert Deliquist.
What's the town board say over there? They got any jurisdiction over anything about cleaning stuff up?
Well, you know, I assume that we could go in there and with ordinances and do it, but where do we get the money to do it? I mean, you're talking about, you get older, you got to look at this.
It's on the side street.
Yeah, you know, no, it's on West Main. Turn left right there at Reiser's, Ralph Reiser's, turn left right here. Go west down there, about right there. George Street's on the right. It's just right across the street there. Right across, it's on the left-hand side. But, this isn't just a week or two project. It's a mess. And I had asked when Bob was living, I'd seen him every once in a while. I'd asked him, had no street. He said, no, I don't have any relatives. He was 88 when he passed away, so.
He doesn't have to have relatives. If he doesn't, then he can find a way to open his estate and get an executor appointed, like I said. And then if he's violating certain ordinances, then you can see the court would order the money be spent to clean up the property. But we need to know all we can about Robert Deliquist. So, Doug, if you want to try, find out all you can, let me know what it is.
All I know is when I was dealing with Dwight, every time I sent anything out, I figured somebody somehow would get it to the family member, but it always come back deceased or something. Okay, so I'll go to Frank. How do we get that
phone? I don't know if the county police have some way of checking into that. The Veteran Affair, there's another one, the Veteran Affair. I don't know if that's another way of doing that, too. So,
you have to check it out, bud, and see what you come up with.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay. Nikki, you want to come up here?
Okay.
Morning.
Hey, sorry, I got your email saying that you got another copy just in case. If you have a chance to review the monthly reports. We're pretty much right along. Something's on track. If you don't have any questions on those, I'll discuss the second piece of paper that I gave you. That came in Friday late afternoon. That is a quote from
FBI.
It included pictures. I believe... I believe they came up with $190,000 for expansion on the building. I'm going to go ahead and send this to Jay also. I'm going to schedule a meeting with the counselor next month. I'm not exactly sure which way to go with any of them. Like I said, I haven't really reviewed this one in the FBI, but it seems to be relatively in the ballpark with all the others. I believe FBI said that they would, it would be, I don't want to say, move in ready.
You will send this to Jay. You said the other stuff to Jay.
I'll have to check with Kyle. I believe so. But if not, we can go ahead and just send it to him so he'll. I understand the plate is full. One of our trucks is the 2008 Ford. We have a head gasket out, and an estimate to replace that is going to be over $5,000. It's the oldest one in the fleet, so I'm kind of wanting to know from the council, are we, I understand we got two new trucks in 2014, but do we want to spend the $5,000 to replace it, or are we going to trade that one in? So that's another reason why we're going to meet the council also.
Ron, how many miles is that 2,000 body have on?
Yes. That's just monthly total. I would say one of the 2013 has 140,000, so I'm going to say it's about $100,000 on the 2001 also. Because most of our trucks are hitting 100,000. Which I understand for diesels, that's not low, but are we going to invest in repairing this one if that's the one they want us to trade in on the new?
So. You just got a quote from one place to do it or not?
Usually what we do is we have Wagners go ahead and do that. It seems that the turnaround is a little bit quicker. We can check with Batson's, but I'm busy with the auto repair.
How's everything else going?
So far, so good. I believe I'm scheduled for my second chemo treatment on Thursday, so I'll be in and out. I do have access. Try to work as much as I can. So far, we're doing okay. We would like to get more part-time paramedics on board so we can get that third truck up and running. We're in a shortage, the whole state's in a shortage of paramedics, so just trying to make do this with that.
We'll look this over and I'll talk to Jay.
Okay, Kyle was off today, so I'll see if I can get ahold of him.
See if he sent the other stuff.
See if he sent the other stuff, if not, I know he's working tomorrow, but we'll go ahead and get that sent to Jay if need be.
All right.
If you would let Kyle know, Kenny, my emails aren't coming through.
They're not coming through from him?
Yeah.
Okay.
For some reason.
Okay.
I know he's asked me 2 or 3 times.
Times, right, okay. All right.
Okay, anything else?
Well, as chairman of the safety committee, this is the last meeting, so we're meeting tomorrow. So I can brief you guys up to date, and next time around, I can just like shoot a little email, just in this is the, up to you, so. But, I think they're pretty good out there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Okay. All right, I'll see you then.
Thank you. Nathan?
All right, trying to make this quick. Number one, wanted to give you a quick update with our website. Last week at Soil and Water Conservation District's board meeting, they decided they're going to work with us and replace theirs with a microsite, a subsite on our, a specific economic development page, a specific government page, and so on, over the Soil and Water page. And that will save them a little money in terms of monthly hosting, because it'll just be lumped in, and it will give them a newer, easier to use website. Pretty easy, cheap process. And it probably costs less for them to do that with us than to rebuild an entirely new one. Tourism, we partnered with some local businesses who have given us either donations or price breaks on, and we have put together with the CWTV station out of Fort Wayne package giveaways. So you enter the drawing and the trivia during the week, and you get a chance to win it, and there are 4 package giveaways that we're bringing people here. We'll send them 2 nights and 1 breakfast, gift certificate to a local restaurant, a few other things. Like I said, the cost for us has been pretty minimal because everyone participated, either they donated it or given us a really good discount, knowing they don't want to say anything and they come back. The RAMTech program over at West Central, the first semester and then partially the semester, the students have gotten a number of IV Tech credits. Recently this semester, 29 of the 32 students took tests for some Manufacturing Skills Standards Council certifications of these nationally recognized manufacturing certifications. And 14 of those 29 received some form of certification. It seems low at less than 50%. This is the first time we've done it, and I don't name names. There was another school in the area. When they did testing for the first time, the doctor told our teacher that one of their students passed. So we've got, you know, and when we got the grant a few years back in the application, I think we said we were expecting 10 to 12, or 9 to 12 certifications, so our students received those, so we're still a little bit ahead of that. Everything is going smoothly with that program. I don't have a number yet from the school on how many are going to continue on to the second or the third semester of classes, but like I said, we've already gotten more certifications than we had anticipated.
Now, do they give them more tests here later on?
They will, and I believe so. There will be different testing levels as they, if they continue on. And then we'll see how that goes. As we did last year, we're going to have 2 part-time interns this summer. We've got a special part-time budget just for that. They'll be working a little bit with the same general, like, social, helping us to do better on social media, because Chris and I don't always have time to do that, so with this tourism season getting here. But also working on some broader projects. One of them is a communications major, and one of them has kind of an ag background. So we're hoping the one with the ag background especially can help us to do a better job of figuring out, you know, some outreach with the agriculture community. You know, as I mentioned before, for from the economic development side, it's really hard to work with ag just because a lot of state programs or local incentives, you know, you buy a combine, you buy a combine, you take out a loan if you have to do it there. But so looking at ways, you know, her dad's a farmer, she's interested in continuing in agriculture in some way, and sort of this bridge, and so we're hoping that we can work on some ways where it, you know, makes sense. It doesn't make sense for us to spend a lot of time just talking to farmers just for the heck of it. But if we can do it in ways that are meaningful for us on the county level and for individual farmers and agribusinesses, we're going to see what we can do. And then last thing I've got, unless you have any questions, is we have seen, last week I got the blessings of both the Willamette County Council and the County Council. We're going to put together a tax abatement review committee for future projects. And all that'll be is instead of me working with the business and saying, okay, this is what you're doing, let's go see the council. There will be, whether it's a town abatement or a county abatement, there will be a couple CDC members and a council member or two, and we've even talked to the notion that he's one citizen member, and they'll just say, okay, you know what, yeah, we should recommend this for an abatement, but maybe not as big a one as we might otherwise do because there are only this many jobs. And give it, you know, and it'll give a little more accountability. And it won't just be me. It'll be people on that body granting and getting some input from the get-go, that sort of thing, so that there's more accountability and oversight. Unless you have any questions on anything, that's all I have at this one.
You got anybody interested in county home?
I wash my hands of that. I mean, if I had the money, maybe, but... No, I don't know for sure other than I've mentioned people have called the office, but I don't have any names. I've heard a few things, but we'll see how it goes.
If anybody remember here, say they won't stand up in court.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope you'll put me on trial for that.
No.
Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian?
Doing today?
Good. How much you guys doing? Well,
we'll start off with the date for the household hazardous waste is July 22nd from 8 to noon. It'll be the same as it has been in previous years at the recycling center. The only thing we've had troubles with before is the latex paint. I'd like to remind everybody that latex paint is landfill disposable if it's dried out on cardboard or with floor dry, kitty litter, etc. So,
I guess I'll go on to
what we did this month. Transfer station did exceptionally well for April. In the 3 years that I've been there, this has been the best year in April. The average was still good, the tonnage was down, and the monies were up. So what we've accomplished with the bag drop is working. Of course, that did raise the trash just a little up too, so that was a little more than usual. Whole monthly expense wasn't bad. And recycling sales, cardboard is still up to $175 a ton. It did come off $20 a ton this month, though. But I look forward to staying there, hopefully it will fall anyway. Inventory's a little high on the cardboard, but we've been taking them. It seems to be more in. I don't know why. I'll know more by the end of the next month. that's all I had as far as that goes. I do have a request. We're in dire need of a 53-foot semi-trailer, used, of course, something that's road-worthy, that we can store tires in and take our own tires to the left of the fully recycling.
Yeah, your prices are kind of mind what you want to stand.
Well,
you can find your own or
I've kind of looked around a little bit. These roadworthy around the $5,000 range. You know, I'm not expecting brand new tires and, but you know, the working condition was quite bad. And it doesn't have to be a 53. If we had a 50, we'd be okay too.
How's it along with your truck?
It's done.
No.
Yeah, we went down to get this morning with batteries and dead, so we can wait till that opens up. We get some junk, but. And it's just strictly on the
truck. Did one more ride the other one in?
Yeah, it's actually quite nice.
I'll do some checking around. Maybe we'll find your trailer. If somebody's got some, that way I'll give you the number and you can go look at it.
Sure. That'd be great. Okay, that's all I've got unless you guys have anything.
All righty.
I'm going to leave these with you guys. You can take them. Toby has spread them out all over the county too, but I'm sure he's not going to hit every place. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeff, I don't think he had anything, did he? Doug, you were already up there. Doug, you have something else besides what you're talking about, or you was...
No, I do not.
Okay. Megan?
Do you still have a copy of my request for the public information?
I spoke to Fred Schultz about that request last week because we're in the middle of this litigation on that case. So traditionally, you would go through a discovery to get information like that. So I asked him why he did that. He said he told me to speed up the process.
Okay.
But it asked for emails. My IT guy quit. I don't have any way of knowing whether there's anything else. Personally, I guess we could have, if you want to pay to have Willie go and check our server for emails. Almost all that communication was done between Nate Wanger and I would assume somebody brought, but I don't know. I think what else was on the request, emails and communications.
Just all communications in general?
Well, some of it is going to be privileged. If anything came from me, it wouldn't be discoverable. Honestly, I don't remember ever having any conversation about it, but we can get you an answer. I just don't have access to that. Yeah, you know, I have to really agree. Look on the server and see if there's any emails. Then they have to go to me, and we have to go through them and see if there's anything that would be non-discoverable.
Okay.
I'll give it back to you. Give it to you.
I mean, would just be the correspondence between the previous commissioners and Nathan as well. He's not there.
Yeah, but typically that's done by email. There's no, I'm not aware of any written correspondence.
Okay.
I didn't have any in my file.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Dan Garrigan?
Myself in as part of why I'm a native of Illinois and born and raised here. What kind of university is Chicago and USA and never came back. So I began a career in IT at ICCLA. I was on the first project of the internet in 1969. I moved to Oregon on a contract with Corrections Division. Or I reviewed the institutions, each of the institutions, and spent maybe 6 years in the area of justice administration, including 6 months on the parole board. I was a contract consultant to the Oregon Legislative Information System and developed the first search and retrieval system for the Oregon statutes. I included also a project in Canada where I worked on the federal courts of Canada as well as statutes for three new provinces. I can go back to Oregon with the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration and kind of run out of steam here, but I spent quite a bit of time in the area of crop court management. I worked with Lauren Hicks on the Oregon's crop court in the further judicial districts and developing measures of efficiency, not just base loads, but efficiency in the crop court administration. Subsequently, when I became a jail, I became an Irish citizen, lived in Ireland for 5 years, during which time I did some contracts or work in Ireland on banking and telecom. I moved on to projects in Central Europe and Eastern Europe, and these included picking up my experience from the several project areas in Oregon to do justice systems for the area. And when I come back here largely to not the other places, and that's probably one of the best parts of being here, is that this is just someplace else and I don't have to be too concerned about it. But in 2016, I'm going to open this up here. I started subscribing to the updates of the Oregon Crowdworks. And just one of the little things here. I don't want to spend too much time on this. But, well, yes. Well, also, I'm still alive as a consultant here at my last consultations in 2016, Technical Assistance to Justice Sector of Serbia. So I work as an ITC, Telecoms and Information Technology expert. At about that time, I also started subscribing to Indiana Park Technology. And we have about 24 different modules that the court administration is involved with that can be used. Your arresting systems are very interesting to me. I watched the one from Judge Sullivan at that time. I think he was one of the Supreme Court justices on the automation of the arrest procedure. I was very impressed with that. I think there's a lot of interesting things here. I was not aware of what was going on here at all until I read the newspaper, and nothing more than what was in the newspaper. I did approach Judge Sharon, and he was busy, let's put it that way, buying groceries. But while I worked for the state court in Oregon, I developed a format, and it's a conference form. I can show it to you. It's just a one-page conference form. What it is we're after, and what it is we're talking about, and what this person's role is, and what topics have come up. Itemize these things, have follow-up items, and summaries. I found these very valuable across the board because they end up as a one-page summary. And this also goes back to the participant, the stakeholder. They look at it. You know, if there's any issues or questions, they're clarified before it goes anyplace else. So it ends up, you've got about a five. What I'm proposing, and I think I mentioned this on the phone, is that you do it very light, unless you're very decisive, which is fine with me, but about a five-page stakeholder review, which I would do for progress, summarize that with them. This would be probably two meetings each time, and put it together in a summary, and then do a conclusion, and then look at the systems that you have. And I also have expertise in server systems and the communication systems, and in particular in the areas of cybersecurity. You may know that last week there's a new directive on cybersecurity networks. Of course, a massive attack as well. So with that, lots of words. I can write it in very small groups, very clear. The attendees, graph models, so you can picture the things. And what I propose is to go through a review that you have right now. Remember, either the court administrator, or the clerk, whichever judges you like. You live in a room right now, a lot of the installations with Old County, Jasper County, Star, and Casco. My experience with Pulaski County is that it's a data silo, and it's not easy to get. Not that it's easy to get information on court systems anywhere, but if I'm going to find out something, I first go to the court's office downstairs, I look up something, I want any detail, I go upstairs, hope nobody's using the room. I don't do that very often, but that's the only way I'm going to find out anything. For someone like your sheriff, or you arrest some young person, it's very handy to know what their background is, and I suggest that probably some of these systems could be fitted in well and my expertise is in how you can actually expand the system. The Odyssey system has been around for a dozen years or so. It is not state-of-the-art, I'm pretty sure. You're using a CIS system now. I don't know what that is, but it's not so terribly difficult to. I move from one system to another without a big issue. And so what I put that here is I put down about 30 hours, including the reviews, the reports, I think it's back to you. Yeah. And that will give you a factual basis, a valid, verified, comprehensive, that'll help you make a decision or not make a decision. And that's about it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Chrissy, but I think you've already decided where you're going to stay, right?
That's correct. After the judge attended a judicial conference 2 weeks ago, he came back with the information that we are going to stay with CSI for now. Because of the time frame and the amount of time it would take to get a switch to Odyssey, it would be approximately 2019, 2020 before that would even be an option for Gloucester County.
So there you are. So this will remain a rock symbol.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's still right for me. I don't really look at it. But incidentally, I did look myself up on the map. I was rather surprised to find that I had 1, 2, 3, 4 reports. And I also found I had looked at my daughter. Three of those were cases that appeared and were dismissed. I do guess the answer. Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate the opportunity. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
If you get any group consultation or something, you're free.
Okay.
I tend to have projects, but I'm not doing them out here for the time being. You're welcome.
Thank you for your time. Fred?
Okay, got the hand up, so Nick, not cut time constraining. Hello, good, thank you. Just here, hanging in halfway to give you an update on what we're working on now, trying to keep things going. This cover we got here just shows what. If you go to the website, it shows in the upper right-hand corner there. That's what you'll see. You can get a lot of information there. The next page, I listed the board members of the Panhandle Pathway. And under that sheet, then, is the board members of the Tippecanoe River State Park Access Committee. And that leads up to what we're working on now. Our longer term goal is to get the trail built to the state park. And that would be along the east side of 35 most of the way. It does involve Glasgow County Commissioners at one point. And we'll be going along the ditches too, so we'll have to be dealing with the drainage board too. And that's the reason for the updates. I've listed the members of the, what we call the Tippecanoe River State Park Access Committee. Keep you updated on it. And then I've included the map on the bottom that gives you plan A for the route. And right now, for short term, we're working on going, trail currently goes to 14, ends at Highway 14. The short term goal is we're going on up on the old railroad bed to the edge of the property and the housing, and then following that north to the Robert Stitch, about 0.7 miles. We were ready to approach the Winnemac Town Board, and they're agreeable to use the railroad bed because that's their property now. The two landowners involved, or the landlords involved out there, are both agreeable. We're waiting on the survey people now. Both of them want to see stakes so they know what we're talking about. Of course, in the long term, landowners along 35, we've started contacting them to get their agreement to work with us on it. That's going to
take some time.
Take some time. Because the other thing we're involved with IDOT, the Department of Natural Resources, the State Health Committee, so there's a lot of others involved, and that all adds up to time. So if you've got some questions on me, I'll answer them if I can. If not, I'll get an answer for you.
So you intend to do this summer then? Get up around the
yes.
35.
That's our short-term goal. We're trying to break it into pieces that we can accomplish. We are working with the town, and this is something that just happened, so I'm not real clear on it. I think we're sponsoring a restroom across from the depot by the Scout Building.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that works out. You think that's a good idea to be a public restroom?
In that empty lot there that the town owns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, where the building came down.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know how that's going to work out. Like I said, that's just something that just came up. There's one name on that.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, you need somebody to be on the committee, or how do you meet?
That's your guys' decision there.
I guess I can be on there if you want. How often do they meet for this? Or do
once a month. On the bottom there, it kind of shows the last Thursday of the month.
Last Thursday.
And that's basically the same as what the Panhandle Board meets. So we meet later in the day.
Okay, what time of day do you meet?
4 o'clock in that, the CDC office.
Last Thursday of the month.
And if you do have questions, I didn't put my phone number on there, but you could call John Bauckham, who's
or yours made it easier to remember.
Okay, mine's 574-242-0829.
Because I'm talking already?
Pretty much. They want to get me out of here, I'm kind of sweating.
Is that 0829?
0829. Yeah.
0829.
Yep.
Okay, got anything else?
No, I believe that about covers it right now. Like I say, we're going to have to visit with you on that one piece of property to make sure that we can get through by the airport.
Yeah.
But we're just getting started contacting landowners, so.
That could be.
Yeah, that might take a while.
Yeah.
We've seen a few already and it's been agreeable. So.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
You didn't write your bicycle all after you.
Yes, I did.
I see that. I'm honored you wrote all the way to home. Doug?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Doug.
Still talking with Jerry and stuff, and going back and forth a little bit on the conversation. We're all familiar with the sports moves in Monterey. Have small problems, not a big problem. First off, I want to say I appreciate what you guys have done for the fencing that's there. You see a fancy camera, so you're just going to kind of look. What amounts to is,
This is your fence that you guys have to do that containing the 14 property around Monterey. You were over there. What's happened is, as it will happen, weather, rain, we've got a lot of rain stuff. We're getting debris off the site, shoving into the fence, it's shoving the fence in the street. So that's right there on the curb. Now, I'm not asking anybody to touch the site, but all this is on the sidewalk proper. So in talking with Jerry and talking with Terry, the amount of whatever effort would take would be minimal, basically, to get the fence off, drag the stuff off the sidewalk, put the fence back. Not going on the guy's property. That's not what we're talking about doing, okay? Not going on the property or anything like that. It's just what's happening is it's taking your fence and it's shoving it into the street. Just from just simple elements.
Well, it's like to me, what's that guy supposed to get that cleaned up?
Well, that's what I would have thought too. Basically, he started working on the last June or July, I believe, is when it was. He cleaned probably 90% of it up out of there. And then he had a run-in with you guys on taxes, about back taxes and all this stuff. He was supposed to have all his taxes forgiven and all these sort of things. And then he couldn't get money because basically he couldn't get a loan against the property because it had to be clear for a bank to do a loan against it, and he had liens and on. So anyway, haven't seen hide nor hair of him in almost a year. So I don't know what you've had in pursuing.
I'm not pursuing.
Okay. I had talked with a gentleman, and I had Justin, our town attorney, basically work on the phase one assessment, trying to do the title work in the town of Monterey. I did pay for doing the title work and all that sort of move that forward. We're having about as much luck locating the guy as probably whoever else is. So that being said, I'm not trying to drag the county back into a deal with Mr. Spurgeon, I think his name is. I'm just basically asking to keep the fence maintained. That's all I'm asking. Because there is metal pieces, if you look at that, there's some pieces that have come off the building. It's leaning into the fence, or shards that are pushing through the fence and things. I mean, you know, you could walk by it, you could get cut. It's a problem, no matter how you look at it. And I realize, and I understand the dynamics of the situation, of the argument that's went on in the past with it and stuff. We do have a town ordinance in place that does basically require that right-of-ways of walks be taken care of. So it's the age-old thing. You guys own the fence. I'm not supposed to touch the fence. Town is, you know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to touch the fence.
Well, what if we give you permission to touch the fence and you have Dick Zayer push that stuff back up in there?
Well, I could probably live with that too, but like I said, I got to get the blessings from you guys to basically tell me how to proceed and what to do with it.
I don't know if that's true or not. In fact, I would say it isn't. I thought that there was a temporary fence that was rented by the building department.
Yeah.
Did we buy that?
We bought it.
But is it isn't it fixed to the ground now, or is it
on? No, it is not. It's one of the nicer fence, but it is under my department.
Well, there's an ordinance that says that you gotta have walkways clear, which makes perfect sense, and it's our fence, then by all means, put it back, and Doug can go oversee it, and...
I mean, it's probably minimal. You know, when I'm talking with Terry, it's probably like maybe, if he had one of his guys in a truck, probably like maybe 30 minutes worth of work. It's like, can you scrape this stuff off? Because what's happening is as the water's doing it, it's just buckling, it's pushing it out. Because it's catching debris and it's shoving it forward.
Just to be clear, the only reason the county's involved in that private property is because the building inspector has certain obligations to ensure the safety of the site. So if the fence is there preserving the safety of the site and the fence is compromised, then by all means the county can go back and make sure that the fence isn't compromised.
Well, and that's basically all we're asking for. We're just kind of like just maintenance on keeping the fence straightened up on the property line proper. Because the bulk of the debris is gone for the most part. You know, and why,
you know, what goes through people's minds when they walk away from responsibilities is beyond my comprehension.
Being you guys are the town board, you can't do nothing about giving him an ultimatum. You've got so many days, 30 days, 60 days.
Well, I can do, we can do as much as what you guys have done, things like that too, in the past with the previous owner before him, before they did a quick claim deed. I mean, basically, you told Courtney Hardin at the time to do this, do that, you fined her, and I don't think any of those fines have ever been paid, and I don't think any of the fines that were put upon her, even after the property changed hands, were ever pursued. So, I mean, there's money sitting there. And I understand, you know, maybe getting recorded when I'm getting money out of her, but there's still, you know.
Well, to help you guys out, what I would say, you want to get it cleaned up, I understand that. So I thought saying if you could push them, get all the mail or.
And I thought about doing that, but now I guess we would have to basically file, because we have the means to do that, but we'd have to file against that's on our record and what we found in our title search for. But I will say this to you, I mean, regardless of the fence situation, I know with the government authorities and all these sort of things on these sort of conditions, with Doug being the pro temp for the state of Indiana, with commercial applications and properties that we've talked about in form condemnation situations, that building isn't getting any better.
No.
It's a matter of time.
So, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to revisit this, if not sooner than later, but that's going to be another pile sitting there, and it might be laying on Main Street.
Can I clarify a few things?
Yes, sir.
Courtney Hardin, yes, we pursued her, we fined her the maximum allowed by statute, I think it was $5,000.
You did it twice, didn't you?
Yes, they told me I'm not allowed to do it twice, so then we did it again. We were going to pursue her, but as you pointed out, perhaps we would get nothing out of that, but we didn't go that far because this individual appeared that wanted to take ownership of it, which is what was honestly a godsend for both the county and the town. And then one of the conversations with him about taxes, you mentioned that.
Well,
it was that.
I mean, it's a long fact, Kevin. I mean, what he said.
I know,
what his interpretation was. You know, I'm not saying that's what you said.
I know.
I'm just saying that's what he thought.
Well, I just want to clarify, is this a public meeting and the public needs to know, that it was suggested to him that he may be able to obtain a tax abatement. Now, there's a process you go through.
Right.
I spoke to Nate Warrior about it, that perhaps that could be some sort of a, you know, economic development initiative or investment if you're willing to invest. You know, sometimes you get a break in your taxes, but there's a process you have to go through. You have to be approved by the Board of Local Finance, there's a whole, that was all explained to him.
Correct. Well, I agree with that completely.
He did nothing with it. So I'm just saying the county didn't.
I'm not basically sitting here saying that you guys didn't. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, we're all well aware of what the conversations were at the time of what he said, she said, so forth and so forth. I mean, and I know, like, on the deal with all the sewer links, because it's like $12,000 or something in that area, I know. I mean, we came and released them because they've been filed with tax things now. And we, and even if he walked into the town hall and said, here's the money, but I can't even accept it. It's got to come down here and be paid. You guys got to clear it and send it back to us is what has to be done. So, I mean, we can't forgive the lien if we wanted to. But like I said, you know, if we can just maybe just get the fence cleaned up and push it back into place, that would be fantastic. That's all I'm really asking for. But like I said, on the other note, I mean, I would hate to see you guys just come in here one night and, you know, and you get a call from the church going, hey, guess what? The other part of it fell down. So, I mean, I don't know if you can encourage him. I know we did the phase one thing because from what I understand, if we can get that accomplished, it makes the property more attractive for somebody to buy. Maybe.
Did they ever clean it? There was asbestos there. Did we ever clean that up?
I don't know. I talked to Doug. He was on site when the guy was cleaning it up because I asked, requested for him to be there when the cleanup was going on because basically we didn't have anybody from IDM available to oversee the project when the guy was cleaning it up. And I think the rubble went to the port, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know, but I remember we did request your building inspector as a representative of the state of Indiana to be there proper. And Doug was there. I mean, he did show up and he stood right there when he started cleaning it up. So, I mean, you know, as far as what happened with what was there, who knows? You know, we buried in her backyard pretty much.
You want to talk to Terry?
Do
you want me to? I didn't talk to him.
Okay. That's all I want, though. I mean, that's all I'm here for, is just to get that fence rope cleaned up and the fence pushed back.
I'll make a motion to come over and clean that up, push the fence back, and I'll talk to the Terry out of the highway.
I appreciate that.
We got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye. Very good. And I also, just for the sake of record, I brought that official request that I had Justin draw up for requesting that for you guys from the town of Monterey, asking you to do what you just basically did for us. We appreciate that. Okay? So that way everybody's on the same page.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Have a good day.
You take care.
Thanks.
Jeff, you want to come up?
Sure. I know you don't want to, will you? We got the two vehicles finally, and the van's over there getting done. Lights will be put in the other new vehicle here beginning June, so thank you for that. We got several guys at training. We're going to host a training here in the beginning of June. I'm hosting the regional ISA meeting May 23rd. I think we're finally, we just did the last part of, I don't know what the upkeep of the inside of the building of the Justice Center on our side. We just redid the cabinets and stuff in the little kitchenette there, and that was the last room we had really left to do. Since I've been in office, we re-carpeted the whole place. I think it was the original carpeting in there. Matter of fact, it was starting to come up, so we've got all that done. We've kind of redesigned how we're going to meet the public in the admin side of the building. We got a few more rooms there to switch around. Carrie, the matron's got to move her office out, and then we'll move a big table that we had and make a boardroom out of her office. And so just a lot of that kind of stuff is just about ready to be done with. We're still housing the ground 20 for Howard County. So I told you about that at the last meeting. We've got the application done for housing the federal prisoners. So hopefully we'll hear something. I sent the email to the U.S. Marshals, and the lady that suggested we do that sent a, you know, an email back saying that they'd make sure that that was kept on track. So I don't know how long that process takes, but the jail's already been inspected and met the federal guidelines for housing people, so hopefully we'll get there. I think that's about it. Unless you guys have something for me.
I don't know.
I guess we had our discussion on the animal ordinance. That one neighbor of yours is, she's, I think, we've pushed that to Murphy, and I think Murphy has said that he's not going to prosecute this last stuff that we did. And, so I don't know if we want to revisit that animal ordinance and try to get that.
Did you say something about noise, or
I'll tell you what, I had a different family out of a different location. They got the same problem with it.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to have to. That idea has been kicked around for a number of years. Because
I don't think there's an easier answer to it.
It's ugly head and then goes away. And that, it needs a complete rewrite, because the current ordinance offers no ability to fine people and to collect those fines. And so we really need to rewrite it and be right. And the two problems you brought up, whether or not the parking can be addressed within that, that's something I got to research. But I'll be happy to work with you on it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, let me ask you this. If the dogs do not have dog tags,
right, I need to do that. I thought that dog tag business went away.
Did it?
I think it did.
You gotta pay it.
There were so many, you gotta pay it.
You used to, I don't know that you still do.
I don't think they give tags anymore, I haven't had any for.
Yeah, I mean, I can check on that too, Jerry, and find out, so. Because if it'd be that easy, then that would be.
Well, I don't get them. I don't get them.
Well, that's what I mean, I only got one dog now, but I used to have to get that, and I don't.
I think like 3 years ago they quit doing that.
That's what I.
I think you gotta get a kennel. If you got over so many, you gotta have a kennel.
I wasn't a prostitute, you know, just guy's mental state wasn't the best.
No, no, it's not that. Be honest with you, I don't care, but I just got a thing back that I'm not gonna do a little further with that. And this wasn't necessarily the dog barking, this was with the chickens running loose, was over there on the porch and made a mess all of the stuff, so.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one that he.
Was he biting in a free egg, that's what it popped.
But, you know, I know that's a mess. We're plugging away at it best we can, so.
Definitely an aggravation.
I'm sure it is. If I lived there, I'd be aggravated, I understand that.
Well, I'll read it, I'll look at it, and then we'll talk about how we can make it so that we can actually solve some of these problems and stay on the law. It's a touchy issue, you can't go around. People are pretty protective of their animals, but
exactly.
You can't let it run wild. So.
I don't have any, you, Jerry.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have any public comment before we go to the. Keep your eye on him, Jeff.
I was wondering.
Hey, I still need that thing.
I got it for you.
Okay. Well, if I don't have any comment from the public, I'll make a motion to sign and approve the commissioner's meeting from May 1st.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll make a motion to sign and approve the payroll and claims at this time.
Second.
And a motion second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. The next meeting will be Monday, June the 5th at 6 p.m.
How about the corrected minutes? Did you already do? You approve those two?
He was.
The April 17th corrected minutes?
Oh.
Remember they had something.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, I'll make a motion. We sign the corrected minutes from April 17th.
I'll second.
And a motion second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Lord, do you have anything?
I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah. And a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting, all signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Jerry, we have a job for you. I just put that in the file. Okay, I'm going to just think about it.
Handing it over.
Yes.
Was that like the commissioners?
Yeah, it was the commissioners.